right, you're listening to WHFR Dearborn, broadcasting live from Henry Ford College. And it's that time. It's 5 o'clock. We have live in the studio Marcus the Apex Predator. Can you hear me, gentlemen?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
All
yes,
right. It sounds like we have liftoff. We're going to start out with a song called No Fraction, right?
That's right.
All right, let's do it. You're listening to Live from Studio J with Marcus the Apex Predator. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for hosting.
Thanks for coming. Appreciate it. All right, when you get your breath for a second there, if you don't mind, if you could go around the room and introduce yourselves, your names, and what you do.
Sure. I'm Nick Marco. I play drums.
I'm Daniel Skyver. I play bass.
I'm Kevin Watts. I play guitar, and that yelling toward sort of thing that you hear is me, too.
Ah, is that what they call it? Okay. All right. How long you guys been together?
We've been all friends for a long time, and we started playing probably 3 years ago, me and Kevin, just as kind of like a fun project to do, just something to spend the weekends. And that led into Dan coming and getting involved in October of last year. And we just finished up recording a record and just started playing out live. So it was kind of just like friends getting together, and then we just got some momentum and kept going and started to play out.
Okay. It just one day it was like, you know what? We should take this on the road, huh?
Yeah, it was. It was. We had about 7 songs, and it's like that's the next step. You know, you can play in the basement for so long, and then it feels right to get out and try to, you know, play for people around Detroit area.
Okay. And you got to earn some free beer eventually, right?
Yeah. Get some free beer, you go out on a night. It's perfect.
Yeah, there you go.
When does the free beer kick in?
Oh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have mentioned it. They just tell you there's going to be.
Yeah, right.
A lot of promises along the way here, you know.
All right, so you say you got a new record, or you're still not quite finished with it?
We recorded our 7-song record over the course of a couple of years. It came out kind of middle of last year, so we've been playing those songs live. We've since written another one, working on some new stuff as well. So trying to kind of sprinkle in some new things we've been working on with things that have been previously recorded, and letting Dan kind of add his touch to him as well, since he's taken over the bass helm for the live portion. So it's been fun hearing what he adds to it as well.
Okay. All right. So this record, is it a physical release, or is it just digital?
It is a physical. We even have a copy of it here for you if you want
some. Oh, yeah. I'm going to have to make sure I get that before you leave. Okay. And how would our listeners get a hold of that?
We have it online too. I believe Spotify.
It's pretty much on all the digital media platforms now. Spotify, as Nick mentioned, Amazon Music, iTunes. You can hear it on SoundCloud, almost all of it. So certainly no shortage of ways to sink your teeth into that one.
Isn't it great that you have all that now, you know?
It's fantastic.
You make it easier on your fans, you know, they don't have to, you know, drive 10 miles one way to a record store.
Right.
Nothing wrong with that. I really still want to remind people that it's great to go to a record store, especially a mom and pop, where somebody can actually turn you on to local music like yourselves.
I think, it's definitely great. I still buy records. I know, you know, a lot of my friends and people still buy records and CDs. And I think it's just, having both that option, it's great to be able to just, in your living room, explore, you know, online and see all these different bands. And but I still always love going to record stores and having a tangible product in hand.
Yeah, there's nothing quite like having that right there in your hand with the liner notes and lyrics and the pictures and all that, which you can do online, but there's something about having it right there in front of you. Still love that experience.
Oh, yeah, and like I've been experiencing today, I've been having problems online and the internet, and it's like, you know, a vinyl record doesn't go down for the day.
Exactly.
That's right.
Every time you put the needle on, it plays for you.
Absolutely.
It doesn't stare at you and blink and go, huh?
Yeah, I think that you can focus, too, like you said, with a record or an album. When it's not online, you know, like you said, if something goes out or, you know, it's you can focus more on the content, I think, when you have an album or a CD, or you're just listening to a device that plays it, as opposed to, you know, pulling up different pages while music is playing and distracted with other things.
Right. Okay, why don't we do another one?
Sounds good. Well,
step, it is very sight. There's a whole group, so a hell of a game. You know what's your accountability? You're jumping in, we'll have another night. So we'll push and push it down to you. Fall the back, never listen, say it. If you love it, then you use a label for my party. That will never be. Spare me, hit your lessons, cause you can't believe what you're broken point. People scream at us, they're a cheat. The shades can be created for the glory of God and faith. God replaced. The truth will reappise instead. There is their side.
Right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with Marcus the Apex Predator. All right, I've got to ask, where did that name come from?
Knew that one was coming.
Well, yeah, it probably comes every time, doesn't it?
It does. Marcus was my cat, and he has since passed on. But before that time, he established himself as just kind of the terror of the neighborhood when he was outdoors, but the cushy, friendly, perfect people cat indoors. And so when Nick and I started this project, we would be in the basement, and Marcus would wander in after having taken down a chipmunk or a squirrel or an opossum or a bird or rabbit, whatever else. And you know, sometimes Nick would find a little presence by the door when he'd arrive for rehearsal. So
okay,
it was a constant theme.
All right, well, I get the Marcus, I get the Predator, the Apex.
Well, he was at the top of the food chain in the neighborhood, so
even though it didn't seem like it when he was at home.
No, you got him inside and he was the fluffy purring machine. So
How long did you have that? You had that cat for a long time.
Oh man, he was a wedding present for my lovely wife Irene, who's here taking pictures of us. So yeah, he was around for a good 10, 11 years or so.
Okay, well, that's nice. A tribute to your your loved one.
That's right.
That's nice. All right. Well, we didn't get a chance to talk about this before, so maybe this question might be pointless, but let's find out. Any upcoming live shows?
Yes. We actually played our debut show just a couple of weeks ago now at PJ's Lager House on March 1st. We've got so far the next one looks to be May 8th at the Phoenix 510 Coin House in Hazel Park.
Okay, I'm familiar.
Yeah. Yeah, cool venue, great spot. So really looking forward to that and seeing what other adventures await here.
Okay. If I'm not mistaken, that's the place that one of the guys that's running that is Steven?
I believe so, yes.
Gambard?
And Frank is our contact there, and Steven, I think, is he the sound guy? He's the duo who run that place. Really been very, very willing to take us in and have us play there, even though we're relatively new. So that's meant a lot to us.
Hey, everybody is relatively new at some point in their career, right?
Right.
That's right.
Everybody. So, yeah, even some of the biggest artists, you know, we were talking about Hendrix earlier, you know, when he first came out, people didn't know what to think of him.
Oh, yeah.
Then he goes over to England and, you know, everybody loves him.
Yep.
Then he comes back over here, opens up for the Monkees, and they boo him off stage.
Right.
Yeah, well, he had the last laugh, at least for a while anyway.
Yeah, he did. And I believe Russ Gibb, I know Kevin was a student of Russ Gibb and my sister, a lot of people. He had the Grandy Ballroom. I believe that Hendrix played in Michigan. Yeah, the Grandy Ballroom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And some of those people were like that when they first started out. The Who, at the beginning of the career, they were playing Southfield High School.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ah, we have an injury.
It's all rock and
roll. It's not always safe to play here at Live in Studio J, but somehow we managed to get through it.
It's all right. It'll toughen us up for our next gig.
That's right. I'm going to break you in one way or another. All right. So is there any stories behind any of these songs that we're playing, or like maybe the one we just heard or the one coming up?
Man, probably more than we have time for our hour slot.
Okay. And it's got to be something you can say on the radio, too. You know?
That's quite right. the one we have coming up was just sort of born of the lead-up to the most recent election in 2016, so born of the frustration from that. And, that theme has resonated a little bit. But, we try to try to be as kind of expansive as I can be with writing the lyrical parts. And these guys don't care. They don't listen to the lyrics. They just like the music.
All right. So you're definitely of the mind that you don't want to be like obvious or blunt about what you say. You just, you know, if somebody's really paying attention, they can figure out what you mean.
Yeah, I'm definitely not the hit people over the head with things. I'd much rather let people kind of interpret it, unless there's a time and place to really to take a more direct shot or position. It just as a listener, I find it more interesting to kind of interpret where people are coming from.
Yeah. Well, I always thought when it comes to music, that's not the place for that kind of thing. You know, if you're really that angry, then that you go to the steps of, you know, whatever, Capitol Hill, or you do your protest. But when it comes to, you know, performing music, then you should let the audience, you know, make their own decisions.
I think it's a good point. Yeah, that's a good point. There's you know, just leaving it up to, you don't have to be hit over the head. I never had to even understand what some of my favorite bands or vocalists were saying. It was just more so like the melody and, and if I did kind of catch on to what they were saying, great. But that's not really the main concern for me. And I agree, like there's other ways to make, if you got an issue, to do something about it and, kind of keep music and art or entertainment, sometimes it's, you know, it gets blurred. And
right. And I've always been of mind, it's like it's okay to make a statement, but you know, you can't sit there and complain about something. If you're unless you can come up with a viable solution, then it's pointless.
That's very true. Well said.
Yeah. No, yeah. There's also something to be said for just sort of the unifying aspects that music really offers. And it's great to go to a concert where, frankly, it doesn't really matter what, somebody next to you's political beliefs are. You guys are all kind of in tune at that moment. So there's a lot to be said for that.
Oh, yeah. I've always told people, it's like one of the things I love about music is it brings everybody together. Doesn't matter what your background is in any category, you can agree a lot of times on something when it comes to music.
Right.
So. Yeah. And it's a good time to kind of, you know, drift away from that, whatever, the stuff that we're, just bludgeoned over the head with, and, you know, media and all these things. And that's the nice thing about coming together at a concert or music, and that it's something separate, you know, almost even spiritual, and then, just TV news and all that other garbage. So it is nice to kind of have a separation of that.
Okay. Well, without further ado, let's do that track. This one's called There Are No Words.
All right.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with Marcus the Apex Predator. Ode to feline, or cat. You got a picture of the cat?
We do. He's he is the album cover, actually.
Is he?
Yeah.
I'm glad I asked. That's cool.
Yeah.
So he's immortalized, then.
That's right.
Hmm. Okay. All righty. So let's talk about influences. What artists have you grown up with that led you to want to do what you're doing now, playing as a band?
I know definitely Brendan Canty, the drummer of Fugazi, had Buddy Rich. Those guys, I always listened to those guys growing up. Bob Mould from Husker Du, Sugar, The Clash. You know, those bands definitely, you know, from Metallica, but I've definitely been all over the place. You know, I think a lot from like Nas, Public Enemy, Nina Cherry. You know, these are just a lot of, it's always been a variety of different kinds of artists. But definitely always, for me, it was in the rock, punk rock, you know, heavy metal type vein. Dan has probably similar interest or growing up?
Yeah, like I grew up on a lot of the classic stuff. You know, my dad always played The Who and The Stones and a lot of Bob Dylan and all that. My mom was really into like Protestant hymns and stuff like that, which kind of seeped in a weird way. And then my brother was really into hip hop and my sister was into punk rock. And so I'm just kind of a blend of my family.
Okay. Were you the youngest one or?
Yeah. Yep.
Ah, okay. Yeah. So you had to follow their lead then.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure.
Well, you didn't have to, but, you know.
I was happy to. How's that?
Okay. Well, it sounds like you had a nice variety of background. It would have sucked if they had all listened to the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
Absolutely.
So, well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think having good, like Dan said, I guess, too, even younger, right, you know, Beatles, Rolling Stones, Black Sabbath, like when you're a little kid and stuff like that. So I was pretty fortunate, too, to have some parents that were listening to good music and, you know, encouraged it.
Yeah, my parents were very different in their musical tastes. My mom was very rooted in the 60s and well, musically anyway, but she sort of took the position that anything that came after about 1971 was, you know, not worth her time. My dad was really into classical music, so I was total oddball, of course, and had to go against that. But, you know, eventually really settled into kind of very, I mean, Nick and Dan have hit on a lot of them already. I'm very influenced by Queens of the Stone Age, Jawbox, Jawbreaker, definitely The Clash, Public Enemy, Metallica. So try to Hendrix, try to be, you know, as diverse as I can, and have tried to pass that on to the next generation with my own kids growing up, know that there's more out there than just what's on top 40 radio. But yeah, it's I think that sort of eclectic background has helped us play together too, because there mm-hmm. are areas we can go that don't sound so unfamiliar, at least to us.
Right. Well, that definitely makes a better musician somebody that's influenced by different styles and genres. If you just stick to one style, then it gets pretty boring after a while. And you can be a lot more creative when you can take some of the stuff from all the different avenues. Mm. It's got to be tough, though, with your kids. I know there's not as much out there as there used to be, at least not available to the general public.
Yeah, I mean, it's up to us, you know, to pass that torch. But they, as we were discussing earlier, they do have a lot more avenues to discover music now.
Right.
The key is to kind of point them in the right direction so that they're not just getting hit over the head with, you know, again, just sort of what their friends are listening to on, you know, the popular stations. And there's plenty to be said for that. But there's a bigger world out there than that, too. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, unfortunately, it's like, you know, when we were young, there were songs that were pounded into our head, but at least there was still the variety. It wasn't like one style, one, you know, it's like nowadays, it's like, it's been proven scientifically that the average pop song is always the same three chords. There is yes. no difference.
Are we at four now?
Yeah. You know, we lost the fourth one, I'm sorry to tell you. Mm-hmm. It's down to three, you know. And songs are composed on a computer now. They're not even written by musicians. Yeah. And then if you can't sing, guess what? We have auto-tune.
Man, can we get some of that?
I don't know. Could you yell as well if you had auto-tune?
Yeah, it would sound kind of funky. I don't know.
I'd like to hear that. Do you imagine that, you know?
Yeah, it might not fit so well with where we're trying to go. But, yeah, it's... again, there are a lot of different ways of doing it, and you know, I'm not here to tell somebody how they should be doing it, but I like the way that we're trying to do it and kind of where we're coming from. And mm-hmm. a lot of our influences, I think, felt the same way.
Okay, I've got to ask about this next song title, "Redeemed in the Key of Pain."
Well, for me, it's sort of it's a pushback against the idea that, you know, everything sad and dark has to necessarily be bad. I think there's a real redemptive quality to, you know, things, especially through music, which is sort of the point of this song, and taking a lot of those negative, dark things that might otherwise be, you know, really be bad things, be destructive things, and making them into something beautiful. And I think that, you know, that's one of the things that I think is why music is such a blessing, because really it's our way of, you know, taking God's gift to be able to turn it into something beautiful when otherwise it could be something really negative.
So there's nothing wrong with going down, so to speak, you know. I've done it many times in my life where I listen to music and I just feel really, you know, depressed or whatever you want to call it. And you know what? I take the songs and you know what? I'm just going to ride this. I'm just going to enjoy it and just play that music and just embrace it instead of try to run away or hide from it.
Yeah, it's interesting how particular bands you listen to when you're in particular moods. And if you're feeling kind of low or depressed, it's interesting how we all have those artists that kind of fit for that moment. It helps, actually. But yeah, it's interesting how the mood is what, or at least for me, my mood kind of dictates, you know, what I listen to. And, you know, if I'm feeling great, you know, upbeat. And like I know Dan always says if he's, well, you're in a good mood when you're listening to heavy metal.
Yeah, I only listen to metal when I'm in a really good mood. Like, if I'm in a bad mood, it's usually like Van Morrison,
yeah,
or something like really melancholy.
Or for some people, it's goth, you know.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, but metal's something. Yeah, and I listen to it all the time, so I must be in a really good mood all the time.
Well, that's a good thing. Yeah. But there's always that other music in case you're not.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
to
right.
Me, that's like Neil Young. If I'm feeling kind of like, you know, that kind of helps that mood. But yeah. I agree with Dan, the upbeat music, you know, or metal or something like that, so typically when I'm in a good mood.
There's something about, Neil Young's a great example. You listen to something like Cortez the Killer, and it's such a just tragically sad song, but some of those chords and the licks in there are just so gorgeous. I mean, you can't help but feel uplifted by it, despite the subject matter and the general minor.
I mean, if you're in a bad mood, do you really pop in the B-52s? Right. It seems like that, you know, I mean, when I'm in a great mood, you know, Rome and all that, that sounds phenomenal. But, yeah, it is kind of funny how it works.
All right, why don't we see what you got there then. Redeemed in the Key of Pain.
Right.
But it's not here anymore. Can't tell me it's you, but it's dead to the leader. Redeemed in the Key of Pain. Your brown clouds cool down. The devil hates his sights. I'm reframing and redeeming. You blame yourself. You're running on facts. You're too much for the wind. Three times born, a rise of warmth. The victory's all in vain. In that point, there's trial and to triumph. Redeemed in the Key of Pain. Your brown clouds cool down. The devil hates the sights. I'm reframing and renaming. Reclaim the sorrow. For me, here's all my plans. I'm going to make a temple show for this man. With this, set through forever. Redeemed in the Key of Pain. Your brown clouds cool down. The devil hates a sad song to regain the meaning, regain the sorrow. Give me some reformation.
music is our infiltration. Give the beats of reclamation.
Listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is live from Studio J, broadcasting live from Henry Ford College in Dearborn, Michigan. We're having a good old time here. Marcus the Apex Predator, the name of the band that you're listening to, since 5 o'clock, and we're going till 6, so don't go anywhere. All right, Redeemed in the Key of Pain. We're doing some catharsis right now, if you will, right?
That's right.
We have an instrument change, I take it? Yeah, we'll give them a couple of seconds there. That's the thing about live radio. All right.
Yeah, one of our things is we have a lot of different tunings, so unfortunately that means we have to switch guitars a lot.
A lot easier and quicker than tuning the guitar over and over again.
That's right. More expensive, too, but...
Is it? I would think having more guitars would be, but... All right.
What do you need? Oh. We have a need for some pliers.
Pliers? Coming right up. We have the technology.
Because
we're modern here at WHFR.
Alan to the rescue. Look
yes,
that.
That's right. Yeah, we've been around the block a few times. We can handle stuff like that, no problem.
Well, for as much grief as Dan and I give Nick with all our tunings and guitar craziness, we owe Nick a little slack here. So.
Okay, yeah. We'll let it go this time.
That's right.
Now, Nick, are you the kind of drummer? Are you on time usually? Or are you one of those that are late all the time?
Are you talking about playing or
playing? Yeah.
Oh, I'm pretty. I'd say I'm pretty on time.
Okay.
You guys would say.
Yeah, and I didn't mean your beats.
Definitely with the beats. We'll leave it at that.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you were talking like when I show up on time.
Yeah. Well, it's just over the years I've found that, you know, you have drummers that fall into one of two categories. They're either show up on time, they're prompt and they're early, or they're the last ones in. And what tickles me is they're the ones that have to bring in the most equipment and do the most setup.
I think that's what it is. Yeah, so I mean...
So either they're very cognizant of the other people, or they're dreading it and they're trying to avoid it.
Yeah, or you really don't want to go. That's really it.
It's like, oh, do I have to?
It's time to practice. Yeah.
Nick, I swear I did not bring that up. Scott brought that up all on his own.
Oh, I see. You're going to throw me under the bus now, huh? I'll remember that.
Fair question.
Yeah. Hey, as long as you guys get along, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
It's sure. Being in a band is kind of like being married, you know? You just get used to your good points and your bad points, and you learn to live with it.
Yeah, I always, whatever band I'm playing in, I always just kind of take like a 15-minute leeway. You know, if we say like 5 and someone shows up at 5:10 or 5:15, it's like, okay, it's not that big of a deal.
Right. But there's certain things that do have to be on time.
Nothing.
Nothing. Okay. Well, I'm glad you were on time today. I appreciate it. Thank you, though. All
yeah,
right.
We were pretty much, weren't we?
Yes. Yeah. All right, I think we can just keep it going almost from now on, so why don't we do that? What say you?
All right. We say we're going to play that.
Say rock and roll. All right. Live in Studio J with the band Marcus the Apex Predator. Ode to Kitty. All right. All right, so we got to move things around again. That's all right, gentlemen. You'll get the hang of it eventually.
Well, our roadies didn't show up today.
So. Oh, don't you hate when they do that? You know? I would cut their wages if I were you.
That's right.
Of course, how much less than zero can you pay them?
Yeah, there might be some labor laws out there that might have something to say about them.
All right. So I forgot to ask, is there an actual name to that release of yours? Or
yes, it's called The Fury of Almost.
The Fury of Almost. Interesting titles that you come up with there, huh?
Well, thank you.
Kind of a little bit abstract, you know, like, okay, what does that mean? The Fury of, sorry, Fury of Almost.
It's the cat thing, I know.
It's still the cat thing, huh? Oh.
All right.
Okay, well, we got time for a couple of more, and that should work out beautifully.
All right.
Anything else you gentlemen wanted to talk about as far as anything else going on?
appreciate you having us on.
Ah, thank you. You're welcome. My pleasure.
Yeah, absolutely. It's cool to be here. You know, Nick and I both grew up in Dearborn, so kind of in our own backyard, it's nice to get a shot at it.
Okay. You didn't have to go that far to get your fame.
That's right.
I'm live on the radio, Mom.
I used to listen to Dan the Man.
Okay. That was a few years ago, but yeah.
Yeah, that guy really turned me. He was he's the reason why I got into Fugazi.
Okay.
And a lot of bands, and I would love to know or hear about that young man, Dan the Man. He was a very good person.
Yeah, last I heard he's doing okay. He's doing all right.
Not surprised.
You know how life does put you on some amazing trips, both good and bad. Bumpy and not so bumpy, but as of right now, yeah, doing all right.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, and I'm glad that we can do things like that for people like yourself. It's one of our missions here at WHFR. We like to play local independent artists. We like to play things that you don't hear anywhere else on the dial, and you get a chance to explore and come up things that you never thought you would to listen to.
Absolutely. Your radio station has turned me on to a lot of music that I didn't know existed, so thank you again.
Yeah, I think that's one of the reasons why us DJs sign on, too. It's like it's a quick, easy way to get that done. You know, gives us a little more access because, well, you know, now, like you said, because of online and digital and all that, there's so many ways to find music. But, you know, even going back just to when Dan the Man was here, no, you still had to, like, find physical releases and take the time to actually listen to them and all that good stuff.
Absolutely.
But that was half the fun, that exploring. I think they've taken kind of the hunt out of it, if you will, you know?
You're 100% right. I still think about that from times where, you know, you hear a song and you didn't know who it was. And you didn't really care. You know, it was it just sparked something inside of you that made you record it. And you're right. Then you'd go on a hunt. I'd go up to Dearborn Music and take a record or a cassette and play it for the people there. And, you know, I found a few bands like that. So there's something to mystery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember, as you know, when I was young too, same thing. I would hear all kinds of songs on FM radio, and I would love them. I had no clue. Even if I knew the name of the band, I still didn't know anything about them. I didn't know their names. I didn't know what they looked like. And then it was almost like a special moment when you finally saw the album in the record store.
Yes.
Oh, this is what these guys look like. Oh, this is where they came from.
Yes. Yes. Correct.
And they looked very interesting and very different. I remember the first time I saw Cheap Trick on an album cover. It's like, who the heck are these guys?
Right.
In fact, I saw the album cover before I heard them on the radio.
Right.
I didn't know what to make of them, but hey, they proved that they were a good band, nevertheless.
Absolutely.
But I wouldn't have been able to tell that by looking at the cover of the album, though. It's like, these guys are a rock band? These
right.
Guys, whoa.
Are you all set?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Ready? All right. Let's do it.
Thank you. clothing in scale. The Lord to have a wooden nail. Nothing that takes you on is grace and love, the style I want. And a perfect instrument. Make me a righteous implement. You'll get yourself satisfied, cause I'm terrified of heaven. Much is given and much expected. And such is living, once connected. Much is given and much expected. May I be like step through this pain of skeleton. Donate me, thank you, John. Donate me, thank you, John. Walk my chords with your sound. And I pray, Lord, donate me, thank you.
All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, station making waves, live from Studio J with the band Marcus the Apex Predator. All right, let's see, much is given. All right, so I guess it looks like when we wrap this up, you're going to be giving us the title track to your release. That's great, a good way to finish it. So I'm going to assume this is one of those ones that's a kicker, huh?
you're very astute, Scott. You've done this a few times. Huh?
Just a couple of times.
this is one we closed with at the debut show. It felt good as a closer, so we figured we'd keep that consistent.
Okay. If you don't mind my asking, do you remember who did you play with besides?
Sure. The show was the CD release show for Float Here Forever, who was Nick's other band. So Nick actually drew double duty that night and played two sets right in a row, which is quite a physical feat. It was incredible. And so Float Here Forever was sort of the headliner, and also Werewolves and Odd Feed.
So, oh, okay.
Yeah, it was a great lineup with some really, really great musicians, great people.
Okay, well, first off, you're welcome for letting you have that shameless plug there, you know, for Nick.
Always a pleasure, Nick.
Thank you.
Also, it sounded like a good lineup. We actually had Werewolves here last week.
Nice.
And they did a live set for us as well, so.
Yeah, those guys are great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know you're going to get some fury out of Flint.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, those guys put on a great show. Mm-hmm. And a lot of fun. That was the first time I got to see them. I saw their stuff online, and it was really cool. And then to see them play live was fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. You have to see them to believe them.
Oh, yeah, they're the real deal.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, I want to thank you, gentlemen, for coming down here and playing for us. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Scott.
Thanks again, Scott.
All right, once again, Marcus the Apex Predator. We got one more. We're going to finish it off with the title track from their latest release, The Fury of Almost.
Yeah. here. And the best says I'll be there with a hunky branch. Realize, in a vengeance, I am King's God. For some bars, lock your hearts, church and stars. My doubts are close to me, there's me. So bear up of your clones, your drones. You can tell them I'll be wearing a kids and not steel toes. And on my welcome, I'm in picture. Swift wine, sound divine, space and time. Will I see some most of you? That ain't me, I'm a fool. Walk on me. The best these kids move on. Let's go out in the second shots of the town. So, let's keep on pointing to this old train. But we all need a good trip. And your history, and your facts says I'll be there with a funky edge. Realize, and a vengeance I hold keys to. Push the bars, rocket hearts, church and stars. Leave my doubts and post the beard. You keep eyes on the barrel of your clothes, your drones. You can tell them I'll be wearing a rinse of my steel toes. And on my welcome, I envision sweet wine. Sound of fine, space and time. Here I see supposed to be. It ain't me, I'm a fool. Be a boy.
Broadcasting from the campus of Henry Ford College, this is WHFR Dearborn, listener-supported, non-commercial radio, featuring local and independent artists.
Up the sky a thousand times. I paid my dues and still walking in trouble shoes. My luck's been so bad I can't even cry. Somebody stole the teardrops from my weeping eyes. A thousand times, you know I paid my dues.
but I'm still walking in troubled shoes. The crops in my field refuse to grow. In mid-July, I'm out here shoveling snow.